Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is the purpose of humanity. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through chapter 2, verse 3.
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. It shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth and to every bird of the sky and to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. By the seventh day God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
What does it mean to be human? When I Googled this question, a discussion thread came up with many different opinions. Some people define humanity by its attributes, saying things like, "To be human is to be curious and innovative." Or, "To be human is to have feelings, self-awareness, and ideas." Others define humanity by its origins, saying, "To be human is to be born from human parents," or, "It's to have been created in the image of God." And others define humanity by its purpose in life. "To be human is to love," one person said. "It's to ensure the survival of your species," another said. Our definition of what it means to be human shapes how we live our lives. If humans were the accidental creation from the collision of matter, we don't have much direction or guidance to shape our thinking on the meaning of life. But if humans were created by someone on purpose for a purpose, then we can look to our Creator for enlightenment. The Genesis account teaches us that God made humans and he created them in his image. In Genesis 1:26, God says, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." Because the first humans, Adam and Eve, were created in God's image, every human descendant is also therefore created in God's image. So, what does it mean to, quote-unquote, be in God's image according to his likeness? Later in Genesis, we see this phrase come up again. Adam becomes the father of a son, quote-unquote, in his own likeness. Adam's son came from Adam, and he therefore looks like Adam and shares quality traits with Adam. Adam's son reflects his dad because he shares some genetic makeup. In the same way, humans have unique qualities, unlike other animals or elements in nature, that reflect who God is. Love, morality, rationality, spirituality, all of these good aspects reflect God. Being made in God's image means that we reflect his character. And it also means that we are God's physical representatives on earth. Now that we've covered what being made in the image of God means, We're going to explore the implications of it. God gives humans the task of ruling over creation. And his desire is that we would rule in such a way that reflects him. If we want to do so, we must examine the way God worked and rested and seek to mirror him in the way we work and we rest. In his own work in creation, God created the world by bringing order out of chaos. In his book, Every Good Endeavor, Tim Keller says, "Whenever we bring order out of chaos, draw out creative potential, or elaborate and unfold creation beyond where it was when we found it, we are following God's pattern of creative cultural development." So, developing medical cures, building a relationship, harnessing the earth's energy, constructing bridges, counseling someone, creating art and music, teaching a child, cleaning a house. Anything that quote-unquote unfolds creation beyond where it was when we found it is mirroring God's work. And the way we work matters too. Mirroring God's work looks like developing love and patience in our relationships. It looks like cultivating joy and faithfulness in our daily work. It looks like developing goodness in the way we innovate and create. Our work must be characterized by attributes that reflect God's character. So to summarize up to this point, because we are created in God's image, we are his physical representatives on earth, and we should conduct our lives in such a way that reflects him. We do this by working as God worked and resting as God rested. We just talked about what it looks like to mirror God's work. So next, how do we mirror God's rest? In the creation account, we see that God rested from his work on the seventh day. This is the only day of the seven that is not capped off with the phrase, "and there was evening and morning." This is to imply an infinite perspective. Rest was to continue on for eternity. Adam and Eve were to subdue the animals and cultivate the Garden of Eden, but they were to do so out of a state of rest. In other words, they had nothing to earn or to prove. However, when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, this complete state of rest was ruptured. But thankfully, God had plans to make a way for his people to enter back into this rest. God sent his son Jesus to come to earth and to make a way for us to experience real, lasting rest. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," Jesus says in Matthew 11:28. Those who trust in Christ as Savior are adopted into God's family, so they don't have to work to earn affirmation or love. They are justified before God, so they don't work out of a desire to prove something. Mirroring God's rest means working out of an inner fullness that comes from being completely loved by God. For example, parenting from a place of rest means our identity does not hinge on whether our social circle approves of our kids and the way we raise them. We parent from a place of rest in God's approval. We're building a career from a place of rest. Means we don't have the pressure of creating significance for ourselves through societal success. Our work at our job instead stems from an inner peace that we are enough in Christ. To sum this all up, the biblical account of the creation of Adam and Eve infuses our existence with meaning. It gives every human dignity and worth, as all are created by God in his image. It also gives our lives direction. We are either moving towards or away from reflecting God more fully in the way we work and rest. The Christian life is one of renewal. as God transforms us to reflect Him more and more in our work and in our rest. Let's pray. God, thank you for the value and dignity that comes from being created in your image. Renew me to reflect your character more and more. Thank you for the gift of work and the purpose that is in it. Help my work to be motivated by love and care for others. Thank you that I can work out of the deep spiritual rest of being enough. Amen. From this Genesis passage, we learn that every type of work is an opportunity to reflect and represent God. As you listen to the worship song, think about an area in your life that feels mundane and lacking in purpose. It could be your job, an aspect of parenting, or your social life. In light of this devotional, how might you change your perspective on this area of your life?
I'm standing under the waterfall of your approval, and I find that I don't need anything else or anyone else but you. Your mercy is a song that I know by heart, but I forget the words the moment I start to trust anything else or anyone else but you. Show me how to stay here, stay here, stay here. I'll just wait here, wait here. Speak over me, tell me again that I'm someone you love. Let it sink in, tell me a million times who I am in heaven's eyes. So I'm letting go of all other names that I gave myself when I heard you say,
yeah.